Good morning to each and every single one of you. My name is Tiffany Lauderdale, and I welcome each and every single one of you to the Master's Call on For God Knows the Plans That He Has For Us Monday, which can be found in Jeremiah 29:11, which says, "For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope." Well, God, we just thank you for your presence here on the Master's Call. Thank you for allowing us into another day that you have made, that we will rejoice and be glad in, oh God. We ask right now in the name of Jesus that your plan and purpose for each of our lives will manifest here in this day in Jesus' name, oh God. And so we thank you for this, the Master's Call, and we thank you for our co-founders, Dr. T.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. And I pray right now in the name of Jesus that you would allow divine alignment to manifest itself in their lives on this day, oh God. And I thank you for this, the Master's Call, and for every caller who has dialed in. I pray the same thing on their behalf, that the plans that you have for them, God, will be activated and manifested on this day, this fourth day of this third day of April 2017, oh God. And we thank you for Artists International, Artists Life, and we thank you for the DSD Leon family. We pray that your will be done, your kingdom come here on earth as it is in heaven in Artists Life, that appointment with Artists will continue to change many lives throughout the world, oh God. And so we thank you right now in advance for favor, for blessings, and for increase. And I decree and declare that the message that will come forth this morning will come forth clear, uncontaminated, unhindered, in the name of Jesus, and that every single ear will be open to hear what thus says the Lord. So we thank you in advance, God, for the victory, for we are more than conquerors, and we walk into the manifestation that you would have on this day. And these things I decree and declare in the matchless, mighty, marvelous, and magnificent name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, we pray right now. Amen, amen, and amen. Well, at this time, I would like to bring to the line none other than the prayer general here on the Master's Call. I affectionately call her the Mississippi Queen. She is also an artistpreneur. At this time, without further ado, the next voice that you will hear will be none other than Minister Brenda Henry Terrell. Are you out there, Mississippi Queen?
Good morning, good morning, good morning, our songbird. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear.
Well, praise God. God bless you. Thank you so much, Minister Tiffany Lauderdale. I tell you, you're such a blessing to me as well as to the masses. And we thank you for seating and greeting everyone this morning here on the Master's Call. I tell you, I'm excited. Can you believe it? It is April. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Master's Call family. My name is Brenda Terrell, and I reside here on the Mississippi Gulf Coast in Ocean Springs, where we have a thunderstorm passing through, but praise the Lord for the storms, because we know that he's going to bring us through, and I thank God for it. And I just want to tell all our newcomers, if you're new on this call this morning, we say a special welcome to you this morning. We call it our telecommunications sanctuary. Thank you, Minister Benita, for giving us that word telecommunications sanctuary for our call. And I just want to thank all of you for joining us this morning. We are here Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern, 7 a.m. Central, and 5 a.m. Pacific. And our songbird is out there early this morning with such a joy in her voice, and we thank you again. And this call was started, believe it or not, back in October 2010 through two anointed and appointed women of God. They are our co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts, who we call Miss Super Fantastic, and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, who we lovingly call our Mother Eagle. Now, with this call being started back in 2010, here we're about to celebrate 7 years. That is so awesome. It was established on the scripture Psalm 88:13, where it says, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. So, of course, we want our prayer to come before the Lord, which you see Minister Tiffany started this day with a powerful prayer this morning, and we will end with prayer on this call each and every day. And our mission statement is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. So here we are on the Master's Call. Invite your family, invite your friends, invite your coworkers to come and join us, as it will definitely help them begin their day. We also encourage you to go to our website, which is www.themasterscall.net. Again, that's www.themasterscall.net, where you will see a buffet of messages are there from 2010, since the birth of this call. And we are so excited that we have a theme, which is in 2013, by faith, God is manifesting our goals and dreams. And we're believing God for that. So we're so thankful that God has given us that theme for this year. So we ask you to stand on it. Stand on it, because God, he will fulfill the desires of your heart when you delight yourselves in them. Now, also, we have we will take your prayer requests, your praise reports, and we get those physically, verbally, on Friday mornings. But you can also send them and submit them to info@themasterscall.net. Again, that's info@themasterscall.net. And if you want to be a part of this great ministry, you may want to greet, such as Minister Tiffany did, or you may want to host, which is what I'm doing right now. We invite you to do so, and you can send your information to info@themasterscall.net. Now, not only that, many of us are part of a wonderful, wonderful health and wellness company called Artist Life, and it was established under Artist International over 25 years ago through the Diaz de Leon family, and we're so excited about what God is doing with these wonderful, wonderful products. I call them the best products on this side of heaven, because I believe they are. And not only that, we have so many testimonies where people are getting off medications. One lady off of 50 medications, and so many other testimonies where people used to have cancer, don't have it anymore. If you want to know more about that and this awesome company and what we do, you can get on the new Morning Motivational call every Monday through Friday right after this call. That number is 712-770-4005. Again, 712-770-4005. The PIN is 294-617#. And today is Inspirational Monday, so I know there will be a powerful speaker this morning giving us a word, because we always start that call with inspiration as unto the Lord. Praise the Lord. So I'm going to get out of the way, because I will give you more information. We will be meeting in May 6th and May 20th in May 6th in Los Angeles, May 20th in Houston, Texas. And we're so thankful that God is doing great work through leadership with this company. So we want you to be in the place with us, and I'll give you more information on that. But right now, we're getting ready to go to the Word of God, and I want to introduce a lady, introduce to some and present to others, because I tell you, she is definitely no stranger to this call. This woman of God is a native of Monticello, Mississippi. Yes, she is a Mississippi sister, and she is from the alumni of Alcorn State University. Now, I can sit here and give you so many accolades about this woman of God, but I tell you, she has earned her doctorate. She has been a blessing to the masses. She has been a chaplain through the service in the Army, along with her deceased husband, and now she's carrying on that mantra with the Word of God in her heart, in her belly, and she has gone from country to country, state to state, city to city, ministering to the masses in such a profound way. I tell you, you hear the anointing of God in her voice every time you hear her. So I thank God for her being a part of this wonderful call. She is one of our co-founders. We call her Dr. Super Fantastic with the, and also Dr. Dimples, because when you see her, you'll see those beautiful dimples on her face. I introduce to some, present to others, our loving Dr. P.K. Pecola, that is, Roberts, from Monticello, Mississippi, but now she resides in Silver Creek, Mississippi. Are you there, Dr. P.K.?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, woman of God. Take it away.
You all, I don't know if this is going to work this morning because it is thundering and lightning here so bad. So I don't know if I'm going to finish it. Listen, I know that my it's been this all night. It's been like this all night since 8:30 last night. And so I've been struggling here all night, y'all, by myself with the Lord. Ooh, Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you and we just praise you. We praise you because you are God. You are God and you are God alone. You are God all by yourself. We love you, we thank you, and we give you the glory today for who you are in our lives. We thank you and we give you the praise, oh God. And we ask, God, that you will just touch our spirits this morning and give us what we need to rock steady in the midst of the storm. And I thank you and I just praise you, God, that the storm is passing over. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I do give honor to each and every one of you, my dear sisters and brothers on this call this morning. I thank God for the master's call. I thank God for Pastor V. I thank God for each and every one of you. As you know, I've been working on a series called Choices. And God knows it has just really, really put me in a place with the Lord that it just lets me know without a shadow of a doubt that we need to really be very conscious of the choices that we make each and every day. And so I've made some choices this weekend that I'm going to talk to you a little bit about that I know that have blessed me so, and just praying that it would bless you as well. I thank you, my Mississippi Queen, you down there on that coast with this here thing this morning, and I know that you all got it before I got it. So I thank God for you this morning, and I also thank God for my own our own songbird. She's my Tiffany, and I thank God for Minister Tiffany Lauderdale out there in that California town. With that being said, let me just go and share with you what has kind of rocked me steady. The word says, I meet you in the stillness of your soul. It is there that I seek to commune with you. A person who is open to my presence is exceedingly precious to me. My eyes search to and fro throughout the earth, looking for one whose heart is seeking me, choosing me, choosing me. I choose you, Lord. I see you trying to find me. Our mutual search results in joyful fulfillment. Thank you for joyful fulfillment. Stillness of soul is increasingly rare in this world, addicted to noise and speed. Stillness of soul, you all, is increasingly rare in this world, which is addicted to noise and speed. God, forgive me. I find myself doing 3 and 4 things even now. I'll have the TV on, the telephone on, a book in front of me, the iPad going. I mean, what is that? A world of noise and speed, just doing stuff. Many call it multitasking, but God is seeking for us to be still. I am pleased with your desire to create a quiet place where you and I can meet. Don't be discouraged by the difficulty of achieving this goal. I monitor all your efforts and am blessed by each of your attempts to seek my faith. I know that my dear Tiffany Lauderdale is saying, oops, she hit Sarah Young this morning. Yes, I have chosen Sarah this morning because I have chosen to be still and quiet in the midst of all of the noise, the storm, the thundering, the lights off, the lights on, the feeling alone and by myself, the feeling scared, all of these emotions. I have intentionally chosen to hear you in the midst of all of this. What is going on? Well, we have heard that there is nothing new under the sun. We've heard that said many times. What the Lord reminded me of as we were going through this storm is a storm that I was in back in 1990. I share this story with you because it blessed me again. I was out in Desert Storm, had set up because, you see, as a chaplain in the United States Army, you don't have a pulpit. Wherever you are is your pulpit. Some of you need to hear that. You will never have a chosen, you will never have a traditional pulpit. Your pulpit will be wherever you are. You will speak the word wherever you are. So my thing was to put my pulpit up in the middle of the desert. So I had set up chairs. My chaplain assistant and I had set up my makeshift podium, had all of my notes ready. The soldiers had taken a seat. And I was about to mount my pulpit and preach. And one of those terrible things that we encountered out there in the middle of the desert blew up on us. It was called a sandstorm. Everybody had to take cover. My papers blew everywhere. The chairs blew everywhere. We all, that storm came through there so quick and blew everything away. And when the storm passed, those soldiers got those chairs up, dusted them off, did not with a rag, mind you, just shook them off, sat down, and looked at me like, we ready for church. What you going to do, chaplain? My papers were gone, you guys. I was just feeling about like I'm feeling right about now, just flustered. And I got up and I said, I don't know what I would go preach, but my sermon for that day was, the storm is passing over, hallelujah. And my mantra became, we shall live and not die. Don't know what's going to happen with the other brigades out here in the middle of this war, but I decree and declare that I bought 2,700 soldiers out here by God, and I'm taking 2,700 soldiers back home. we shall live and not die. Just as this storm blew through and blew all this stuff over, and we got up and we ready to hear from the Lord, that is the same thing that will happen for us as we go through this process. It's just a process. Don't know how we gonna do it, but we gonna do it. I preach, Lord, y'all. I preach so. I was so excited that God had kept us, first of all. But I was even more excited that after it was all over, I still had a congregation sitting there looking at me ready to be fed. Each and every one of us need to know that there is somebody out there waiting on us to feed them. The word of God, which says that Jesus Christ came and he gave his life so that each of us can live life abundantly. Somebody is out there waiting on your voice, Minister Ada. I'm not in New York. No, I'm not there. But God has sent you there. Somebody is there waiting on your voice. Your voice got to come on back here, Silver Fox, because somebody is waiting for you to speak to them, to let them know that they can live and not die. Somebody is waiting on you right there in Georgia, Rebecca. Don't know if you've gotten back, Minister Rebecca, from Florida, but somebody's waiting on you. Each of us need to know. And as we choose each and every day to go wherever we are going, it is up to us to open our mouths and say, speak, Lord. Your servant listens, and your servant is obedient, waiting and more than willing to go forth and do what you say do. Now, let's talk a little bit about these little choices and how these little choices, just for a moment, each decision you make, no matter how small it may seem, can have a huge impact on somebody's life. Flossing, listen to me. Flossing is a little thing. And I'm going to talk a little bit about it, and we're going to get off this phone this morning. But flossing last night, even though it was storming and everything, before I went to bed, I went in there and I brushed my teeth, flossed up, washed my face, did what I needed to do, in spite of. Why? Because those are the little things that we do. Those are the habits that we have formed. Those are the things that we do to help us do the big things in life. Let me explain to you that, what I mean by that. If I were not disciplined enough to floss at night, then I may not sleep too well in the morning. Why? At night. And then if I didn't sleep well, I get up kind of like I am this morning. I'm just a little on the flushy side, y'all. This is where this human flesh just really can come in and let you know that we are still on clay feet on this earth, you know, when things in life just really don't happen the way we want them to happen, but we still have to push ourselves to do that which God would have us to do. So, and then if I'm not rested and if I'm not feeling good, then I'd meet up with folks during the day and then I don't interact well with them. They don't interact well with me. But it all started because I didn't do that one little thing last night, take care of my dental needs or whatever it is that will help me rest so that I can have a wonderful, wonderful night's rest, so that I wake up in the morning refreshed, so that I can, one little choice, can really upset your apple cart and make your day go bad. And then you could make a terrible choice in the middle of that day that will cause a consequence that will throw your life completely off. Well, you all, this weekend, I want you all to know it has started, my weekend started off so good. I mean, so very good. I went to a women's conference. It was absolutely wonderful. Everything was lined up just the way it's supposed to be. God gave me a word. I'm going to preach that word, you all. I got to work on it, but I'm going to preach the word. It is your time to reset. Gave me a clock. Woman gave me a watch to put on my arm to let me know and remind me that it's time for me to reset. And you all, I'm here to tell you, I now come to the time when it doesn't matter what happens in your life. It doesn't matter, you all, what happens, how good things may go. You got to realize until you are in the face of Jesus, life is life, and you continue having to make these choices to keep you going. I thank God this morning, you all, for you and for this word. The choices we make, the choices we make will keep us moving. I'm out of time, but I'm not out of words. Come on back and take this thing, Brenda, Minister Brenda, and let's close it out, okay?
Amen. Thank you, Dr. P.K. Roberts, for that profound word this morning on choices. And I tell you, yes, when we are going through the storm, I remember Grandma used to say, this is time to be still and listen to God. And I so thank you for reminding me of that. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Father, we thank you that you have brought us here this day and this hour, Lord God. And even in the midst of the storm, Lord, I hear the thunder roaring. I see the lightning flashing, oh God. But I know, God, you still have all power in your hands. And I glorify you, Father, for this message this morning, Lord God, to reassure us, Lord God, that in you, through you, and with you, we are still more than conquerors. I thank you, Father God, that you have placed on Dr. P.K. Roberts the heart, the mind, and the desire, Lord God, to humble herself before you as you use her, Father, as such as what you did this morning, oh God, to let us know, Father God, that through each and every one of us, Father, you have chosen us to do a certain job, Lord God, to do a certain task, Father God, to fulfill your glory, to just give you honor and praise in all of it. So with that, Father God, those that are going through bereaved times, Lord God, we ask that you continue to comfort them and strengthen them. We thank you, Father, for healing the sick and the shut-in. We call Mother Vivian healed by the blood of the Lamb. We thank you, Father, for sustaining her with the peace that passes all understanding. We thank you, Father God, for those that are traveling, that you'll be with them, Lord, through the rain, through the storm, through the sunshine, Lord God, that you have angels placed around them. And, Father God, we thank you for Dr. P.K. Roberts. We ask that you pour in her virtues of blessings and more blessings and more blessings, Lord God, as she fulfilled the work that you called her to do. We thank you for Dr. Vanessa and Mother Josie, Lord God. We thank you for keeping them in every area of their lives. We give you glory for every individual on this call, and we thank you, Father, for blessing us and keeping us for such a time as this, because our faith is not in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. We glorify you, we honor you, and we praise you for this. In Jesus' name we pray. Well, TMC family, I know you want to share this call with someone. You can do so by giving them 712-432-1085. Again, 712-432-1085. The PIN is 957-677-POUND. Now we're going to go over to the New Morning Motivational Call, which is Inspirational Monday, 712-770-4005. The PIN is 294-617-POUND, where our very own Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon will be speaking on the favor of God. Well, TMC, I love and appreciate each and every one of you. Thank you for joining us this morning, and I will now turn it over to our Dr. P.K. Roberts, Miss Super Fantastic, to close us out.
An undisciplined life never leads to productivity or progress. Oh, God, we ask that your Holy Spirit will help us to be disciplined in the choices we make each and every day. Now may your Holy Spirit rest, rule, and abide with each of us as we leave this call. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Go out and live a super fantastic life today. Love you. Bye-bye.